The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Players Lounge! That's right.
Yeah.
Hecma Harrison is here. Danny McCray is coaching the kids. Dallas Cowboys youth camps are going on.
He's so booked.
He will miss the next 2 days, getting the young kids ready to go. Barry Church is here, though.
I'm in the building, baby.
And I'm Nui Scruggs.
Yes, sir.
So, gentlemen, let's get to it. It is a lot of stuff going on here.
What you talking about?
Cowboys, Philadelphia, Saturday. Got to get ready for Saturday night football.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to start with DQ because I went to the – yesterday was McCarthy, then Dan Quinn, Kellen Moore, and then John Fossil. Ain't a lot of folks there for John Fossil. I felt like I should stay, you know, because a bunch of people bugged out.
They dipped out on Fossil, man.
They dipped out.
You're there for support, moral support.
Yeah, man.
But, boy, he came up with a bunch of scenarios about what happens in the game. He's like, okay, so Van Der Esch goes down. Who moves up in certain spots? Then he's like, okay, I need to move, I need to move Okwamu over here and do this. There was a lot of things about who's on these coverage units and how you have to get this guy up here, that guy there. Does he go over here? He's like, it depends. You know, now I got to decide what kind of calls I make. And it just made – it was a very good education.
Oh, yeah.
About how tough it is to be a special teams coordinator as you deal with injuries of a game. Who do you replace? Does this person know what to do? Oh, boy. Whole bunch of stuff, man. Whole bunch of stuff, baby.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. And, you know, when I was starting, once I graduated from the special teams class over there, I used to always keep an eye on those guys because I was about, you know, second or third string when it came to special teams once I started on defense. And I would always look, if one of those wing defenders went down or something like that, then you would have to have a starter input in there. And I was one of the guys that had to go in there on special teams. And that makes your job a heck of a lot easier because you're going straight from punt, blocking, you know, big defensive ends, sprinting down the field 40, 50 yards. Then you got to reset and go straight into defense. And that, to me, it's one of the hardest things about, you know, playing special teams and defense. If Danny was here, he could attest to it. When you do that, it takes a lot out of your game. I mean, it gets you extremely exhausted out there. The mental fatigue is real. So when you're juggling those guys around and some people take injuries, it takes a toll, not only on special teams, but defense and offensive starters as well.
So heck, like, remember, Armstrong goes down in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a guy who's, you know, on your punt block units and in your field goal block unit. I mean, he's gone. So that's that whole thing. I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, who goes here? And then he came back, but when he comes back, is he good enough to play specials or is he just playing D? Wilson goes out of the game. I mean, it was just very fascinating to hear John go through all the stuff that he has to deal with during – I'd heard a little bit of it before, but just as he was talking about what was going on, I'm like, that's a smart man. Because just trying to figure all that stuff out there. So that is pretty cool there. Dan Quinn.
The mad scientist.
I asked him. Is Kelvin Joseph going to start for you this week? Can you confirm that? And he was like, we're working.
Oh,
a lot
man.
Of guys in the group. So, no. Right now, they – McKenzie, I've got a whole bunch of folks. Folks got opportunities to play this week on the opposite side of Terrence Steele. So
that was some bad film. That's a bad film. That's bad to go back and look at some of the technical issues that he's having. And I'm sure that during the week, Al Harris is not coaching that. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the disconnect is with Kelvin Joseph and what's happening with him. Getting beat on a double move, and man, and as you know, as a former safety, you know, one thing you can't do is get caught with your eyes in the backfield. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in cover two, you cannot line up inside, dog. These are just rules of the games that do not change. You know, feedball is feedball, bro. Yeah. You can't cheat this game that way, you know? And it's not just happening to him. We saw it happen to Anthony Brown. And as much as we miss him, a lot of the fan base, as soon as the guy goes down, all of a sudden, now he has value because he's not there anymore.
Yep.
But some of those same mistakes, we've seen this secondary be plagued by. You talked about this last year, about Trayvon Diggs and how he's getting beat on the double move. Guys are just gambling because they number chasing. They trying to be that guy that playing hero ball and not playing within the system. And playing defense, you play to the strength of your defense. So you got to realize where the weak parts are. Calvin Joseph, man, to me, it's just the undisciplined play. And so when I hear Dan Quinn say this is going to be a competition happening all week, I ask myself, I'm like, well, okay, that should have been happening anyway. We should have been doing that anyway. But also, BC, I don't know how much of this development for players. How do you develop these guys during the week? Because that, to me, you're sitting there in film study, and I know you as a player, man, you know, a coach, the last thing you want to hear your coach say, three words, find me somebody.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's the worst. Find me somebody that don't get beat three times on this same thing. And that to me, is technique, really that's coaching, that's development.
They really say that to you?
Hell yeah.
It hurts. It's,
I was going to say, hey.
When you that guy, they look in the – oh, it stings.
Yeah, find me somebody that don't get beat like this. It stings. Man, that's – you know,
so you got Kelvin Joseph, Nayshon Wright, Mackenzie Alexander, Kendall Sheffield, and Trayvon Mullen. So they're all basically like giving everybody work.
Right.
It's a competition. And that's why you always hear coaches say, you know, one of the best characteristics, all this athleticism, can you be coachable? Can you be a guy that can go out there and take the Amen. Coaching, put it in your membrane, whatever it is, and apply it onto the field? Because I know Al Harris and I know Joe Witt Jr. are coaching these guys. All right, you don't go from being a suspect team in 2020 to having one of the better secondaries in the league in 2021 and 2022 without good coaching behind it. So I know they're coaching these guys throughout the week. Is it that Calvin Joseph just isn't applying that coaching to the field? Because when he got beat on that double move, you're off. He's off about 10 yards. Like, you should be able to see what's going on. Like, you know you got some underneath help. Why are you jumping up on a curl route? To me, it makes no sense, and it just goes to show that I could be wrong, but I feel like this guy's been living off his athleticism.
Thank
like,
you.
He's just been out-athleting these guys throughout college, and he thought, you know, the same thing could happen in the league. No, these guys are good in the league. They get paid as well, so you got to take that coaching and combine it with your athleticism out there.
Barry, that's why the bigger question for me when I'm sitting there watching, I'm saying, where's the development for these young guys? And that's one of the things that I think is lacking in football, period, player development. You know, seeing guys make the same technical mistakes over and over again, to me, is an insult to the game, because that statement that you just made, is a guy coachable? That's saying to me that this guy is from high school to college has been living off of what you just said, his athleticism. Yeah. Oh, Calvin Joseph can go out here and play you in man because he can smother you, and guess what? He has the speed to make up when he gets burnt. Mm-hmm. Like you said, at this level, you can't get away with that. And so when you see defensive linemen, when you see linebackers, when you see receivers making those same mistakes over and over again, to me, I question the coaching staff. I go, come on, dog. You got to be getting coached up on these things, because, man, when I play, like, things that change to me these days is offensive linemen. Offensive linemen are not the way that they used to be.
No.
Guys used to line block, beat you down the field. Now this is a new day. You go on the high school field, there's no more 10-man, 5-man sleds anymore, mm-hmm. line blocking. They just don't do that anymore. So the whole offensive line development is thrown off. Defensive line development is thrown off. Guys are going to these gurus, the Manny Weathers, the foot doctor, the different guys that teach this in the offseason. I'm just saying that the guys that are specialists that are getting these guys right in the offseason. I'm not seeing these guys be developed like this through the season. And Calvin Joseph, to me, is the main culprit that's struggling right now.
He's not the only one on that double move play that lacked discipline. Because if we look at it, Dante Fowler was on the outside. You do a spin move to go on the inside thinking, I don't know, I'm going to spin off this guy and get to the quarterback. That gave Lawrence the extra time to roll around and find that double move deep. You got to be disciplined in this defense. It'll expose you.
He did that in Philly, too.
He did it in Philly as well. Like, you got taking the easiest route to the ball.
Right.
Play within the system. Keep that leverage out there.
Yeah.
Force him to come inside. And maybe he overthrows it. Or maybe some of your guys from the inside come and help you out. But when you take that easiest pass to the quarterback, he goes around, breaks contain, touchdowns happen. I mean, you got to be disciplined in this type of defense.
So, I like that Dan Quinn – he basically said everything you said without saying it about Kelvin. He did talk about the double move that he didn't like, but he kind of went through enough that you could read.
Mm-hmm.
So if we put Heck up there, it's like, okay, translate what DQ said is what Heck just
find
said.
Find me somebody with the little laser.
This ain't it.
It's open this week, guys.
Yeah.
Who's going to get it?
Ooh.
Who's going to get it? So they have acknowledged – All right. Number one, you've been allowed to fail. We're not going to allow you to keep failing. Yeah. They're going to look for some solutions out there. So Kelvin Joseph is, he needs to have a good week of practice. But other guys should know. So that's what they're going to do.
And the only thing that makes me nervous about that is when you look at the other players that you have at the position. I think Nation Wright, he's a tall, rangy guy. So yeah. To me, he's more of a zone corner because he can play an area specifically. I mean, it's a long like
Sherm. How Sherm was exactly, kind of that
you know,
zone
got
guy.
Them yeah. E-Hondas. He gonna put them hands on exactly. you know, and he's gonna slow you up. Guy that you have to help over the top more. I even the guys that they brought in that they targeted. I think the other guy, McKenzie, he's a nickel guy. Yeah. So how does he fit into that plan? Still, this still are big question marks because I think now when you talk about Jerron Kearse in his interview, he talked about how teams are now looking at some of their failings. There's a chink in the armor, and they know, it's on the other side.
Mm.
And so
that's even worse than somebody like when your old teammates is like,
right. They pointed out. It's like if we can see it, just like we look at film, we see what these guys are doing. People are looking at us and saying, "Oh, okay, that's the weak spot right there." So we're gonna pin the tail on the donkey on the other side.
Man. But that was also going into that Jacksonville game. I'm like, man, you lost your nickel.
Yeah,
you lost your other corner. That's. In this league, that's major.
That's huge, man.
I mean, that's tough to overcome, and they have overcome it. But you get almost won the game. I thought defense did enough at the end to try and get it done. But just yeah, man, they're going to figure it out. And it took Trevor Lawrence until the third quarter to figure out number one, go get him. Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you think about it. That's what happened up there in Green Bay because, that was when Anthony Brown got hurt. Him. It took him a minute. And so, DQ, you can only put so much duct tape or that Flexol on that spot. Flexol, all of a sudden, the boat started, the ship be sinking.
No doubt.
and they've got to fix it. But, that. Then you're losing, Hankins up front.
LVE.
Lose LVE. Here's Armstrong going out in the game. Mm. Here's Wilson going down. There's a lot going on. Still almost they were in a position to win the game despite all that. But that's a lot. You think about the last 3 weeks, what they've dealt with. It's tough. Then you hear the ESPN talking heads, and they just whooping them up crazy like they're the sorriest group around, but without going and looking at the context.
No, and that's what they get paid not to do, is contextualize the nuances and those specific things that happen. And I think that's what came down to the attrition in the game. We talk about them looking tired. Think about their rotation and how it was affected and how it has been affected with guys going out. Even though Wilson was able to come back, Armstrong was able to come back, how effective were they after that? LVE, he hadn't been – always been a fan favorite, but you see sometimes, man, in that running game, they started to take hits. That's when I think third down becomes even less effective when LVE goes out. Man, I do not – like, I'm not going to – the guy Anthony Barr, I think he's good at what he does, but I think he's sometimes playing out of position as well. I mean, there's a lot about that last game in Jacksonville. Damone Clark, he comes in. He's not a guy, I think, that's even ready to go full – for an entire game. He had to play the whole game.
And that was kind of my thing on Barr. They spoke about it at training. They only wanted to give him so much. We're just going to give you basically like basketball. You're a six man here. We're going to get you a couple.
He's a 4-3 base guy. You don't want to put him in space. And that's what Jacksonville did. Had 11 personnel come out, force Anthony Barr to play in space, be that linebacker that has to cover tight ends and running backs. And that's not his specialty anymore. That's not it.
Yeah. It's tough. And that's. And I want to be fair about this. I don't think fans realize what drop-offs are in the National Football League. When you start going to backups, or you put a guy like Peters and Barr out there that you want, and there's only so much gas in the tank. that check engine light came on there because the dude been out there too long.
What about the cliche, next man up? Hold on.
The biggest lie in football.
No, that's like, man, next man up. Man, please.
There's a reason why you're not going to lie.
Check his pulse. this ain't the
same. Don't apply to everything and everybody, bro.
They not the same dude.
No, sir.
And even for for the guys like Anthony Brown, people were complaining about.
Mm-hmm.
Now you start to see. That guy was a good football player.
Yes, he was.
You know, he wasn't some Pro Bowler, but not many people are. Mm-mm. It's hard. And despite everything that was happening, losing guys, Jacksonville, you know, getting on a run, the defense came up with two stops.
They gave him opportunity.
That should have been won by the offense. And they've got work to do this week. And let's get into what could be a break for the Cowboys concerning the Philadelphia Eagles and their quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Heckma Harrison is here. Barry Church is here. I'm New East Coast. This is Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos, right here on DallasCowboys.com Radio.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Get your holiday photo with Santa at the Star, presented by Monument Realty. Santa Claus will be at his Cowboys-themed cottage in the Star District across from Ascension through December 24th. Visit thestardistrict.com/Santa for more information.
That's Heckma Harrison. Danny McCray got the day off. He's out working cowboy camps with the kids. Barry Church is here. I'm Nui Scruggs. Follow me on Twitter, at Nui Scruggs. It's N-E-W-Y-S-C-R-U-G-G-S. Heck, where can they find you out on Twitter?
Heckma _ Harrison.
At Barry Church 42.
All right. And follow the show.
The Players Lounge.
Players Lounge. Yeah, check us out there. So,
hold on, real quick. I had a question, Nui. Yeah, so, you got a blue check, right? On Twitter.
I believe so.
Is that really, it's really $8 a month or something like that to have a blue check?
I don't pay anything.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
The station had kind of gone through and got everybody verified a couple years ago, but I don't know. I haven't really checked it like that, and
that's wild.
It is. It's a wild platform, bro. It's a wild platform right now.
I go on there just for the comments, man.
But it's look at
I'm here just for the comments.
That's crazy.
But since, well, you get a lot then. You get your entertainment daily.
Since Elon Musk has taken over, hate speech has gone up 50-something percent.
Strange world we live in.
A lot of homophobic slurs. Yeah. That's gone up. The hate speech for blacks is up like 200%. I mean, this you know, they have unleashed fools on the platform, and then some of the folks who used to work there to cut that stuff down, you know, those people have been gone. So it's like the Wild West out here. Where people just come on here and say any old crazy old thing. And so, yeah, man, it is somebody smart is going to come along and figure out a whole different type of platform and move along over there. We'll see. But
you hate to see it.
You hate to see it.
You do, but at the same time, you don't want to keep seeing some of the stuff you're seeing now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, other accounts that are being made of other people, you know? Somebody go ahead and get your account. And next thing you know, they're using your name, your face, the whole thing, and change one little letter, whatnot, and they can start spewing any old kind of crazy stuff, and people believe it. Mm. You know, that's that part of it. So as far as my blue check, I don't know if I'm still verified, but there's no $8 have come out of my pocket.
Mm, you know? Twitter.
No money's come out of my pocket, but I'm still on it and using it, and you know, that's why how I get so much communication from just, you know,
that's true.
We follow people here, you know. We follow Kyle Yeomans and Nick Eatman and Derek Eagleton. You know, you follow John Machota and Calvin Watts. You follow all these from Clarence Hill.
That's true.
To get their stuff. You know, Tom Bellicero, you know, guys at the NFL Network. Yeah, we follow these people because we want to know what else is going around the league.
Yeah.
Yesterday, that's how I found out about Jalen Hurts, separated shoulder.
Yeah.
And, you know, my fantasy team is in, we're in dire straits right
now. Man, nobody care nothing about your fantasy team, man. How you going to break up? He can find a way. It was only a matter of time. We should have turned the timer on. How he was going to figure out a way.
Heckman's never been here when you and Danny have dragged me about my fantasy team.
It was dark times back.
Yeah, okay.
So during COVID,
it was dark times.
I still had the fantasy trophy behind me.
Yeah,
I hadn't given it to the winner.
Oh,
I had won the year before, and then the winner had won many months later. You know, it was COVID. I was supposed to give it to him. You know, I just kind of kept it.
We had it on the back shelf.
I had it on the back shelf. Man, I paid dearly for it. So take it. COVID was over. I dropped it off. Take it.
At least you got a chance, man. I'm out.
Take it. So, but Jalen Hurts, the MVP. Hopefully, people do not knock this against him. He's done everything you could ask him to do right now. But with a sprained shoulder, they're saying he most likely will not play, and that Gardner Minshew will be the quarterback here. I would hope Philadelphia didn't play him this week.
Nah, they can't.
It's a short week. Okay, yeah. I hope they don't play him. The line went up for the Cowboys, by the way. Line went up, so the Cowboys are expected to win this football game. Gardner Minshew is the backup quarterback. So
must win, huh?
After last week. I mean, you okay, in the locker room, what you talking about?
You got to.
What you talking about?
You gotta get this dub. You got to. And it can't just be a dub where you like, man, we scraped by the skin of our teeth. You gotta put it on these boys a little bit. Especially on the defensive side of the football, man. First of all, your defensive captain, your guy that leads everything, the big bazooka, the big briefcase, he's already gone on record talking about the guy as just a system guy. So you already got shots fired in that regard. You got to come out here and you got to put it down on the Eagles. You can't let Gardner Minshew. I know he's surrounded by talented players, but you cannot let Gardner Minshew go out here and challenge this defense. You got to put it down early and you got to put it down often. And we got to get back to getting pressure on the quarterback. I mean, it's been 2 weeks now. What is it, 1 sack in 2 weeks? I believe so.
Right.
It's been unfortunate.
It's been unfortunate. You got to get pressure on them, especially what we just talked about in that secondary, the earlier segment, how they're waning a little bit right now. They're waning. So I think it's a must win, especially when you talk about your confidence. You got to get this dub against Philly.
And I think the comment that he made on Von Miller's podcast, it may be something to come back to bite him also, because it's the Brock Purdy effect for me. You know, you look at what he's doing in San Francisco. They are having success because the system works for quarterbacks. He doesn't have to do a whole lot. He just needs to do a little. Let your playmakers do what they do. They still have a great offensive line. Yes. They still have great skill positions. Oh, and by the way, they have a damn good defense also. So you don't have to be much. This is one of those times where you could just be a bus driver. And if Gardner Minshew could come in and be a bus driver, this game still has the same ramifications on it. Hey, guess what? They didn't show us no mercy when we went up there with Cooper Rush. they're not going to get any quarter coming here with Gardner Minshew. I don't want to hear none of that.
Yeah.
No. It's the same rules apply.
I got you.
Yeah, same thing apply. Ain't nothing different. No. I don't care nothing about the Vegas line. I don't care nothing about that. What did happen, there is an opportunity because I don't know. Look, I don't know, man. I've subluxed my shoulder, and dog, you know that is, if you've ever done it, that's a hard thing to have to play with and at least try and figure out your way out and how to make tackles. I don't know how you play as a quarterback with your shoulder like that.
And you said throwing shoulder, right?
Right. And and when I heard Mike McCarthy talk about Aaron Rodgers yesterday and the way that was wild. I mean, that was a great story about how, you know, look, he was limited in his throwing ability, and you're talking about somebody that has a cannon for an arm. And so Jalen Hurts, if this is going to – you got to think about how hard he had to work to get to where he is right now as a throwing quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to give him credit for that. He's worked his butt off because, essentially, nobody's ever been scared of Jalen Hurts as a throwing quarterback. It's always been his legs. I mean, he's Jamel Holloway, man. He is a running quarterback. He is a guy that you fear outside of the pocket. But he's worked on that aspect of his game. And so if he's compromised just a percentage, I think that changes who he is as a quarterback. Yeah. And so for Philly, I watched the tape. He finished the game after that. It ain't like he went out. That'll show you how tough this dude is. And maybe he does come in and play this week. Because Philly is fighting to have home field advantage. I don't care what nobody say. Winning the East is important, but they want to keep their number one seeding. They don't want to give that up. And for the Cowboys, the window of opportunity just opened that much.
Just a smidgen, huh?
Just a smidgen. I'm out of this dinner bed just by like that
just
much.
Just a smidgen.
That much, dog. Talk about fantasy. I'm like,
let's go to the dome, baby. It's a quick week.
Yeah, fast turnaround.
It's a fast turnaround, and if I'm the Eagles, I rest him.
To what end?
Next week we'll see where we're at, but I just think off a short week, I would not want him out there, and see what you can do with Minshew, and basically say, all right, let's run the football. Okay, they're a good running football team. Yeah. You got a good offensive line that's been healthy mostly. Let's run the football. Let's see if number one is out there.
He's gonna be out there because it's a short week.
Like I said,
it's a short week. He's gonna be out there.
So AJ Brown, Smith, somebody go find him. Let's see what y'all can do. You know,
is this a week where you gotta travel Diggs? Like, I mean. I'm just like, I want A.J. Brown on Kelvin Jones. I don't want any parts of that. Any parts of that. Like, the Slim Reaper, you know, Devontae Smith, he got a little bit of size when he can do it. A.J. Brown, no, I want no part. You got to travel Diggs, man. Am I crazy for that? Like, you got to travel him.
No. And when I look around the NFL, I look at what the Rams do with Ramsey. Ramsey's one of those he's so good. I mean, people talk about him in this game, but Ramsey is a guy that allows the Rams to play man on one side zone. And you know, those are just little things that you can do when you have a special talent. And I don't think that the Cowboys have been able to tap into that with Trayvon. And if Trayvon is if he's vying for that upper echelon top dog in the game, he's got to be able to do that. Being able, like you, I've heard you talk about this, how tough it is for a guy to go from playing inside to being outside. It's other guys in the league. Jalen Ramsey do it.
He do it all the time.
Yeah. He's a special dude.
He is. Stephon Gilmore. He's still right. At his old age.
He's still a special player.
So I'm not arguing this, but I think we all believe that Trayvon Diggs is special. Yes. He's leading to special. And that's why you're saying, okay, look, man, we got to travel this guy with AJ and then put everybody else in position to do what they do. It's come to that. Because, man, if we're talking about right now, look, Kelvin Joseph, time consistency and proof.
Can't trust him.
He can't.
Can't trust
him. You cringe at the thought, even you saying, man, on Devontae Smith.
That's what I'm like.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a good look.
Every time that man touched the field, now these are facts. Every time that man touched the field, he's giving up a touchdown. He is giving up a touchdown. Like, that's a fact. And I just, you heard it.
Tom Proof, I mean, the guy's consistently being beaten. I've talked to, you know, my boy Josh Brent, Beastmo. He's in the scouting department here with the Cowboys. And he's of the belief that, nah, you got to keep him in there, let him take his lumps, you know, for the future. We ain't planning for the future right now. We got an opportunity to do something big with this team that they have right now. That's constructive.
Oh, God.
So
you can't. And Josh Brent is closest to the team. So that's like, oh, Josh, what are you doing to me? Oh, no.
I'm taking lumps. I'm like, no.
This ain't the defensive line, bro.
No. This
ain't like the D line.
More than lumps.
So DQ spoke about looking at these combinations and that he wasn't just looking at this game, he's looking beyond. So that's why the whole kind of, hey, man, Kelvin Joseph, your spot is up. Who can take us to the – because you're in the playoffs.
Yes.
So you're starting to try to figure out, okay, what do we do over there? Because what we ran out here was an issue and a problem. And it was such an issue and problem, even the owner had something to say about that loss in Jacksonville. Let's hear from Jerry Jones. Talk about what Jerry Jones had to say. He had his weekly show on 105.3 The Fan. We'll do that next. On the Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos right here on DallasCowboys.com radio.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Give the gift of the Cowboys this holiday season with the Dallas Cowboys United membership. Gift your superfan an annual fan club membership and fan pack for as little as $20. Tis the season. Learn more at DallasCowboys.com/United.
Thank you. Heckma Harrison, Danny McCray. Off today, working with the kids in Dallas Cowboys football.
The kiddos, with the kiddos.
Barry Church, former Cowboys safety. I am Nui Scruggs. This is Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos.
Boy.
So, Jerry Jones, 105.3 The Fan, said, quote, "We were a little bit stunned that we lost that ball game. We have several things we need to work on and improve."
Several.
Well, there's no doubt.
There is.
Still not stopping the run.
Man, that's been all year.
Kelvin Joseph spot. I said before the game, I'm worried. Time you I see that cat. Dude, I'm worried. And so I'm sitting in the press box and having it right in front of me, right on the sideline. You just saw. It's like, oh, my. Oh, well. So.
Those are things, like, if you can see it, like I said, they can see it also on film. But I think the other part about this that's lacking is that pass rush. You think about when we started the beginning of the season all the way through six games, we talked so heavy about this defense. We were talking about giving them a nickname. We were talking about how special they were, the elite company that they were in, the kind of numbers that they were getting. Those kinds of – what they were doing with getting pressure on the quarterback changed the way that you looked at this secondary, made life so much easier for Brown and Diggs for our safeties. Yeah. All right, guys didn't have to cover as long. You know, as a safety, dog, when you got that kind – when you know that guy ain't got that kind of time, you can take those kind of chances. Because, bro, you ain't got long. Yeah. Okay? You ain't got long.
Not at
but all. Now, when you go up against Jacksonville and you think that you have an opportunity versus Trevor Lawrence, who's going to – you look at him 6'6", he's a statue in the pocket, but he had quick releases. He was getting off the ball quick. Micah Parsons was talking about that. But in those double move opportunities and those three touchdowns that they rattled off, those were special drives. And when Doug Peterson sees, okay, y'all are five players down, I'm going to start with some misdirection. Why am I going to start with misdirection? I'm going to start doing that because I know I'm going to tire y'all out. And then I'm going to wear you out. I'm going to set you up for the kill. So guess what? You coming up against Sirianni, Sirianni's going to do the same thing because he has that same kind of speed. I am wondering, where is our pass rush? Guys like Tank Lawrence.
Where
you been? Micah Parsons. Look, I talk about player development. I'm looking at Micah and all of his moves. I'm not calling him a one-trick pony, but I'm saying, where's the spin move, bro? Where's the dip and rip? Where's the, all the bend that I'm looking for? Do you have a club? Do you have any of these other things? Because I know when Chucky comes in the building, when Charles comes in the building, Charles is teaching all of that.
Yeah.
But who else is teaching this man? Because, dog, we have to develop. If he's our special player, we got to give him more. He's just so raw athletically. And we're just saying, okay, get out there and do what you do, Micah. And you can't do that against the rest of the league. People are going to figure you out. If some kind of way teams have figured out how to scheme up 11, run at him, get him tired. They run that screen right behind him. They're going to do everything all season long to scheme him up, man. Until he figures it out, he's going to have to deal with this.
And he spoke about being worn down, playing a lot of end. Taking so for all those folks, like, leave him at end, okay. He's played a lot of in, and the car wreck is getting to him.
Yeah,
versus
a lot
being
of collisions, just
right, being off the ball. I remember the sack numbers they had for Derek Thomas. God rest his soul, man. One of my favorite linebackers of all time. That in Kansas City, the numbers for him standing up, sack numbers much higher than when he had him playing down. Remember, Greg Ellis did not want to play for Parcells.
Because
Greg was 4'3" guy, hand didn't want to stay, didn't want any parts of it. Made a Pro Bowl. By standing up, it's different. And so Mike has spoken about, all right, it's taking a toll on the body. And in the fourth quarter at the end, just watching Micah with his hands on his hips right there near the end of regulation, you could just tell, man, it's wearing him down. It's getting to him. And that's not an excuse.
Yeah.
This is a second-year player who's playing a little bit out of position because they want to play, rushing. It's a challenge, man. And people are, just like you talked about, where's 11?
Yeah.
They're giving him that, and he's...
That worried me more than anything. Of any comment that he made on Von Miller's show, that's the one comment that he made that worried me. Because if I'm an offensive lineman, you don't like getting touched.
Let me put this weight on you.
He admitting that he don't like to get touched.
Mm-mm.
You know that movie, The Bronx Tale? It's a great movie, man. It's a mafia movie, man. Y'all watch Bronx Tale. But he asked the question, would you rather be feared or loved? And the guy said, I'd rather be feared because fear lasts longer. Mm-hmm. People are not scared of Micah no more.
Yeah, that's fact.
And when people line up against Bosa, they scared of Bosa.
Yeah.
They fear Bosa. They fear everything about him and what he's doing. You know what I'm saying?
And who came up with the first really good game plan to neutralize him this year?
Philly. Yeah. They slowed him down.
Yeah. So there you go. By the way, Jerry Jones said he was, he thought Dak was outstanding against Jacksonville.
I say the first half he was. Like, first half, I thought Dak played some of the best football all year long. I mean, he was extremely efficient. You saw the dimes he was dropping out there.
Right.
Towards that second half, I mean, I know the interceptions were there, but it just felt like he was pressing a little bit. And I don't know why he would feel that way when you're up, 27-10. But I felt like he was pressing a little bit out there. And I could be completely wrong with this. I mean, both interceptions, he got hit in the back for the overthrow. And then the one, he placed it perfectly to Noah Brown, who popped it up in the air. So I could be wrong with that. But that second half, I don't know, that connection between those receivers, he just didn't seem like the same guy that we saw in the first half.
Jerry's quote, outstanding. We can win with him playing like that. He wasn't playing against chopped liver out there. So that's what Jerry Jones had to say about his quarterback.
There's two things about every quarterback that you look for, and that's accuracy and decision-making. That's just it. The third intangible may be leadership, mm-hmm. you know, but accuracy and decision making. And I think we talk about Dak in his beginning of his career, about him being a great decision maker. The accuracy hadn't always been there. He had to work on his game just like Jalen Hurts has worked on his game. Yeah. That throw that he made against Houston on the out route to Noah Brown, his first year in the league, he couldn't make that throw to save his life. But that just shows how much time he's put into it to better his game. Right now, I can't talk about the haters. I won't address the haters. But I think what Jerry's – if he wasn't wrong, because if you have a better effort from your defense and you're able to maintain that lead, you win that game. You walk out of there and you say, hey, look, man, we dodged some bullets. We already know interceptions. You don't want them, but it's a part of the game. Balls get tipped. It's going to happen, all right? But at the end of the day – Dak has to be better in the second half. He has to be aware in that situation. That's why they talk about, he's so cerebral. He's so smart. He's one of those guys, you know, because he's like, look, where you want us to throw this long pass? No. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to kill. I'm going to hand this ball off. I know that's what, you know. Because there are those times where you recognize that you need your quarterback to do that one thing, to make that one play, and he's just not seen in that lens. Mm-hmm. People are refusing to see him that way because he hadn't done it yet. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that's lacking in his game, man. He's got to be that. People don't even care about how he played in the first half. They're not even talking about the first half.
That's true.
Jimmy Johnson used to have this quote. It says, it's not about the plays you make, it's about the mistakes you don't make. And unfortunately for Dak, we look at those two overtime losses, Green Bay and Jacksonville, the interceptions that he suffered. We can debate about, you know, players in the wrong place, ball, all that. But the bottom line is, all of those interceptions led to touchdowns by the other team. That basically, you know, the Cowboys helped the other team out. And I said before, they're not good enough to do that. Mm-mm. And so the challenge against Philadelphia is, you know, that there's a lot of ways where you look at where the Cowboys are not playing up to par. Philadelphia's playing a little bit better. And so we'll see what they can do. Gardner Minshew, I expect him to start. I do. Expect him to start. And
I wanted to ask the question, though. As a defensive guy, as a safety, mm-hmm. now that Jalen Hurts is out, that whole element of having that running quarterback is gone now.
Yeah.
So your weekly preparation changes because now you're not going to have to spy. Mm-mm. You're not going to have to take this guy and relegate him to just spying the quarterback. For you, as you're doing that film study, are you saying to yourself, I like this? Or are you saying, oh, hell, you know?
I hated it.
Really?
Because when you're looking at that film, that's your whole preparation. All right, this guy loves to go here. This guy loves to do this on third down. This is how they're rolling with it. When you get a new guy out there, you don't have a lot of film on him. You know, you don't know his tendencies. You don't know his strengths and weaknesses, and that can come back to bite you in the butt. Look at the guy, what was his name, Purdy, out there in San Francisco. They didn't have the tape on him. That guy went out there and lit things up. You know, the defense preparing for one guy, and you see a completely other guy that you have no tape on. So you don't know what this guy can do, strengths and weaknesses, where he likes to go with the ball. Is he a gunslinger? Is this a guy that's just going to take what the defense gives him? You go out there kind of raw in that regard. So I hated not having the film because that's my game was predicated. I wasn't the fastest guy out there. Wasn't the strongest, but I was a big film study guy, and I was in the right place at the right time. So when you got a guy that you don't have any film study on, you're kind of guessing. At least through the first two quarters. All right, when the third quarter come around, all right, this is what this guy loves to do. He loves to take shots and this down and distance.
Right.
But those first two quarters, those first scripted downs, you're kind of guessing when you don't have any film on the guy.
Cowboys have not lost back-to-back games all year long. Only two teams in the league can say that. That would be the Cowboys and the Eagles. They're going to run the ball. We know this.
Heavy dose.
Know this. You know, they're going to run the ball because the Cowboys are they're deficient in that area right now. So, but they are favored. Vegas has got the Cowboys. You know, they build a lot of nice buildings in Las Vegas. They do it for a reason.
Well, I'm telling you, banana in the tailpipe right here.
They know something. They know something here. So, and the line went up, which tells you they know something here.
Yeah.
And I just think that this is, it's got to be a pride factor that comes out for the Cowboys here. It has to be. I mean, this is, we saw it after the Green Bay game. You know, we saw it after the Green Bay game with Minnesota, played a good football game. So let's see what they do here. But they know they've got things to work on. They've acknowledged it. And the beauty is, you know, first sign of getting better is admit what the problem is.
Yeah.
They've admitted what their problem is, and we'll see. We'll talk about it tomorrow, and we'll get more into T.Y. Hilton. I think he's got to play this week.
He's got to.
He's got to play this week. So we'll dive more into that with Heckman Harrison, Barry Church, Danny McCray, the day off. He'll be off tomorrow because he's out there working with the kids at AT&T Stadium. I'm Newey Scruggs. This is the Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?